Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is September 21st, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be Challenge of the Yukon. Original air date is May 15th, 1945, and the title is God of the Mountain. Now, before we get started, I do want to let everybody know there is 4 episodes as usual today, but I also think that today's episode, actually I think for a while, starred Brace Beamer. So, for those of you who follow better than I do, it does sound like Brace Beamer, and if I'm right, let me know, and then I'm going to try to figure out exactly what date he came in. There's no good date on this, but if we listen to every episode, then we should be able to figure that part out. So if you feel like sending me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com, I would love to hear your opinion on when Brace came in. And let's get into today's episode.
The Challenge of the Yukon. Underdog King, swiftest and strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the Challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the new Northwest country, where the greed for wealth and power led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog King met that challenge, and justice ruled triumphant. Were you ever out in the silent cold, where the Yukon snows lie deep, with the wailing howl of a timber wolf to lull you off to sleep? With eyes like a circle of fiery coals, the huskies sit round in the snow and howl to the moon in the silent sky, their dismal wail of woe. Such was the setting when Sergeant Preston lay beside his campfire, his great dog King at his side. It was the hour just before dawn. Suddenly the great dog raised his head, his ears pricked forward.
What's the matter, boy? Something coming? It's not morning yet. I wonder who... Quiet, boy. I hear it. Hello there. Who is it?
Me, Yatena.
Yatena, hello. Down, King. Quiet. What are you doing on the trail this hour, Yatena?
Sergeant Preston. How? Me leave my camp. Bad spirits come.
Bad spirits? Come down by the fire here and tell me about it.
We have to hurry. Leave on boat. Go far away this part country. God of mountain angry.
Now listen, Yatena. You're one of the smartest young Indians in Yukon. You really don't believe that.
Me hear him. Old Kuna. He know what God of mountain say. He tell me.
But Yatena, you shouldn't listen to Kuna. He must be 100 years old. Your gold claim is one of the richest in the Yukon. You can't leave it. Tell me what happened.
Me go town 3 nights back. Away all night. Old Kuna, him live on mountain. Him say, that night God of mountain speak loud. Boom. All mountains shake, rock fall, stream change course, mountain sheep.
Kuna likes to exaggerate a bit. Remember, he likes to tell tales.
Kuna not lie. I come back. God of mountain throw rocks, stop passage where I dig. Now he cry out when I go into dig. Say, not take gold from him.
Someone may be trying to scare you away, Yatena. If you leave your claim for 72 hours, someone else can take it, you know.
No, Kuna him come listen. Him tell what mountain god say. If man take gold, he die.
Kuna has too good an imagination here. Roll up in that buffalo robe. We'll go back to town in the morning, then up to your claim. Perhaps God of the Mountain will speak to me. I'm going into the Golden Ace here, Yatena, and see if I can pick up some information.
Well, me go store.
All right, I'll meet you back here in about an hour. Come on, King.
Hello, Preston. How are you?
Hello, boys. How are you, Sam? How's business?
Oh, everything's fine. What do you have, Sergeant?
Oh, nothing for me, thanks. Any excitement around here since I left?
Oh, nothing much. Jim Crothers had a ruckus the other night over a poker game. A couple of shots were fired, but nobody got hurt. That's about all.
What started that?
Well, he was playing with some guy by the name of Blackie Morton. Jim saw him cheating and called him on it.
Blackie Morton? What's he doing around here?
Well, he ain't here anymore. Checked out of town the next day. Guess he figured it wasn't healthy for him. You know him?
We're not what you'd call friendly. He's been in trouble off and on for 3 or 4 years.
For cheating at cards?
Cheating at practically everything. Stealing gold from claims. Nobody knows exactly how he makes a living.
Well, I'm glad he didn't stick around.
Where'd he stay while he was here?
I put him up in a little room behind the bar here. Nobody ever uses it. Kicked him out right after the fight. Why? Are you looking for him?
No, not exactly. Any other strangers been around?
Yeah, some. Mostly prospectors bringing in their dust and having a little fun before going back to their claims. Nobody important.
Sam, would you mind if King and I looked in that room where Blackie slept?
Why, sure. Come on. I'll take you right now. Hey, Jim, watch the bar for a minute, will you?
Sure, Sam.
And don't give away too many drinks.
I'll watch.
Come on, Sergeant. This way.
Go on, Jim.
I locked the room up after he left, put some things of mine in it. I guess you'll find it kind of dirty. Ain't been clean for a while.
No, that's all right.
Here you are. Smells bad in here. Guess I should have added out after Blackie left.
I wonder if Blackie left anything behind, anything personal.
Well, help yourself if he did. He cleared out kind of sudden.
Come here, King. Take a whiff of these blankets.
Well, you can take the blankets if you want, Sergeant. I ain't using them.
No, that won't be necessary.
You suspect Blackie or something?
Can't tell yet. King. King, boy. What'd you find?
Well, he's got an old moccasin. Where'd you get that boy?
Give it to me, fella. This belong to you, Sam?
No, never seen it before. Guess Blackie must have left it.
King picked it up after he smelled the blankets. Belongs to the same person, eh, fella?
Sometimes that dog seems to figure things out as good as a human.
We'll take this moccasin with us, Sam, if you don't mind.
Why, ain't you going to stay around for a few days, Sergeant?
Not this time, Sam. King and I have a little investigating to do, haven't we, fella?
Preston and the Indian Yatena approached the cave in the mountains where Yatena's claim was staked. King slowed the team and his ears pricked forward. He stopped the dog just as Sergeant Preston was about to give the command.
Listen. You hear that?
Is that the noise you meant, Yatena?
No. Noise different. Look. Smoke from cave.
Why, yes, there is smoke coming out of
See,
it.
See, God of Mountain, him mad. Him spit out fire soon. Come, we go.
Well, this mountain isn't volcanic, Athena. Somebody's in that cave. Chang, stop that howling.
Sergeant, I give up claim. God of Mountain, him kill me, maybe. Now make smoke.
Nonsense, Athena. Just stay here, quiet, and King and I'll find out what it is. Come on, boy.
No, Sergeant. Do not go in cave.
You watch the dog. It is a little weird, isn't it, boy? But I think you can tell the difference between a man and a spirit. Take it easy, boy. Here we are. The smoke is bad.
As Preston went into the dark, smoke-filled cave, he saw a strange sight. A weird, wrinkled old figure huddled into a blanket, crouched before a small fire. Long gray hair hung over the wizened face in thin, stringy locks. Two small, piercing black eyes gleamed up at him, reflecting the firelight. The smoke smelled sweet, almost sickening. The chanting stopped, but suddenly the hair on King's back rose as from somewhere in the darkness of the cave came the weirdest sound Preston had ever heard. It was like a soul in torment.
Kuna, I didn't recognize you. What are you doing?
Me burn herbs. Stop. stop wrath of Yako, God of Mountain. You go.
Come on, Yatena. It's only Kuna. There's nothing here to hurt you.
Listen. Hear what Yako say.
Come on, boy. We're going to look around in here and see what this is all about.
Where smoke come from?
Why, it's only Kuna burning from herbs. Funny smelling one.
White man not know. Smoke and fire keep evil spirits away. Yako like smoke and fire.
Doesn't seem to be any opening anywhere. Here, King. Here's Blackie's moccasin. See if you can find any sign of him. That's the boy. Get the scent.
Many moon passed. God of mountain, Yako. Ride big waters in canoe. Big storm come up. Yako turn two big wave to stone. Make mountains. Yako take care of his children on mountain. Paint top of it like sky. So wild goose will strike it and fall dead. Food for Yako's bears on mountain. Yako cover mountain with snow blanket to keep warm in winter. Green blanket for summer. Yako, god of mountain, him not want man hurt mountain with sharp axe and shovel.
Sergeant, you hear? You hear God of Mountain speak.
Yes, Yatena, and I'm going to find out why.
White man, be sorry. Yako say go.
Say, look. Look at the way the smoke from the fire is going out of this cave. Is there an opening back there somewhere?
No. No opening.
That Yako, God of Mountain, breathing. Smoke, go out.
Hear him? Him angry.
King, find something, boy. King knows it's not a spirit talking. Look, he's digging in that loose rubble.
That where God of Mountain throw rocks down. Passage there where gold is.
Find something, boy. Give it here. Look, Yatena, King found a mitten. Is this yours?
No. Mitten not mine.
Come on, Yatena. We're following King's lead. Get your pickaxe and shovel. We're going to clear those rocks from that passage.
No. Yako not light.
God of Mountain kill you.
Yatena, you must help me. Don't listen to Kuna. Look at King. If that were a spirit making that noise, he'd know it, wouldn't he?
Yes. Spirit talk to him.
And he'd run out of the cave if Yako told him, wouldn't he?
Him not afraid.
Well, get your shovel and axe, Yatena. See? King's starting to dig by himself. Through you, Tanner. Yeah, help me move this rock. Well, I have an opening big enough for King.
Let me help.
That's where that noise is coming from, all right. Now the opening's big enough. Go through, King. In there, boy.
Maybe him never come back.
I'm not worried about King. He isn't growling, though.
God of Mountain, take him.
Hurry, Tanner. Help me make this opening larger. There. Wish it weren't so dark in here. Get a stick of wood from Kuna's fire. That'll give us some light.
Here, burning stick.
I'll go first. Come on. Look at that big crack in the wall of the cave. Was that there before?
No, me not see before.
Well, that's where the noise is coming from. Something cracked that wall, and when the wind blows, the god of the mountain speaks.
How does wall crack if not Yako do it?
Well, you got me there. This mountain isn't volcanic. Maybe it's just settled. King, what's the matter, boy? He's found something in that heap of rubble. This light's so dim. Well, Yatena, King found it. Here's the explanation of everything.
Oh, man. Him dead.
Yes, Blackie Morton. He's half buried in these rocks.
You think him try steal gold?
He was out for a big haul this time. Remember what Kuna said about the mountain going boom?
Huh.
Like he used dynamite. He waited until you left for the night and used that to get the gold in a hurry.
Blast, break mountain, make crack.
Must have gone off too soon before Blackie could get out.
God of mountain,
drop rocks on him.
Well, have it your way. You Indians are children of the mountain. Yako protects you, too. So don't desert your claim, Yatena. Yes, old fellow, you knew it was a man and not a spirit. Good work, boy.
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. They are sent to you each week at this same time and reach you from our transcription studios. Al Neal speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.